Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Big news out of Iowa. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has dropped out of the presidential race. Bigger news. Apparently, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty had dropped into the presidential race at some point. Michelle Bachmann proved that she has a competent and professional team in place capable of organizing and coordinating. And despite some of the slaps at her, she is a strong candidate. But the battle for the social conservative vote is now much tougher with the entry of Texas Governor Rick Perry. Perry appeals to the same evangelical Christian constituency as Bachmann. And he brings the executive experience, which she lacks. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain all acquitted themselves in the straw poll fairly well, but I don't know if it's enough to keep contributions rolling in. Romney stepped in more mitt when he got into a dust-up with a union flack at the Iowa State Fair and declared the corporations are people too. And Ron Paul's followers, well, they continue to follow him. Hey, how does a Rick Perry, Herman Cain ticket sound to you?
Doesn't sound too good to me. How does it sound to you? 800-510-8255. Now, a Ron Paul Herman Cain ticket sounds pretty good to me, but that's just me. You got your opinion, I've got mine. That's what talk radio is mostly all about. Don't worry about the facts. Let's just express ourselves. And sometimes there are a few ugly facts that get into the conversation. Help yourself to whatever it is that you would like to have as part of the discussion. This is an overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, etc. I'm Doug Steffen. That was Jeff Katz with a sort of Cliff's Notes version of the Iowa straw poll and the aftermath. The conversation about who got fed the best was what I found most interesting. People eat the best, people that get the best food get to win the straw poll. And so it gets to be kind of silly, but yet it is something to talk about. Here are hosts Barry Markson and Michelle Larson talking about Pawlenty dropping out. Why in the world are so many people talking about this guy dropping out? Why aren't we talking about the people who are in, would be my question for Mr. Markson.
You feel bad for Tim Pawlenty, because here's a guy, a conservative guy, social conservative, fiscal conservative, governor of Minnesota, two terms, does some really good things in Minnesota, right? Shows some leadership, has the executive experience. I mean, you look at Tim Pawlenty on paper. This is a guy that John McCain almost selected to be his vice president.
That's right. He was at the top of the list. You know, he was governor, two-term governor, and could have been a third-term governor.
Yeah.
In a blue state.
Right.
A conservative governor in a blue state. Very popular governor.
Right. So here's a guy who went into a blue state with conservative ideals, changed their fiscal policies quite a bit, did some good things there in Minnesota. I think most people would agree about that.
I think generally speaking, I mean, some people are going to argue that he left behind some debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, but we have to balance budgets in our states. It's not like the Fed where we can just print money.
Exactly.
And so you shift some things around and people say they were a little, you know, the books over here and the books over. But generally speaking, the people that I know, and I know lots of them that still live there in my home state, were pretty happy with Teepaw.
Yeah. So here's a guy that comes into this. He was a well-known conservative, mm-hmm. somewhat well-known conservative governor. McCain almost selects him. I mean, he's almost Sarah Palin.
Top three or four, right?
He almost has his own reality show.
That's right.
And his own band and whatever
and a
else.
Book.
And a book.
Two books.
Right. And his own bus with his name on the side of it. I mean, he's that close to it. People are obviously talking him up. He thinks, all right, I'm a good guy to run for president. I've crossed the aisle. I've done good things, but I've stuck to my conservative principles. I'm socially conservative. I can appeal to that.
You know, he's the right age. He's got a beautiful family.
Yeah.
And everything is kind of picture perfect for
right.
him to run.
And he's thinking, all right, I'm gonna jump in. And he seems like a nice enough guy.
Right.
And just gets no traction
Nothing.
At all.
All right. So that's, I think, why would we continue to talk about Pawlenty? Let's move into those. I don't understand. He only came in third, and the conversation about what his qualifications were, his listening to those folks, he's conservative this and conservative that. What about the broader? They're not appealing at all to the broad stroke of America, which seems ridiculously, at this point, it's futile. It seems to talk about it. So just to report and to discuss what the conversation, who's the person that you're expecting or would like to see get into this race? As still, the vast majority of Republicans and the vast majority of Americans find all these people not to their liking. So we're having all this conversation about people that generally the public doesn't want to vote for. And almost as much as they don't want to vote for Barack Obama. So is there somebody there that you think is waiting to jump in. Here's talk host Shelley Harmon with analyst Leslie Sorrell about Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann won, and I mean, after that, there was just this weird domino effect that started.
Right. Well, you know, Ron Paul invested heavily in Ames, and he has done well in other straw polls, but, you know, Pawlenty finished a distant third, causing him to get out of the race, and then Perry entered and ended up beating Mitt in the straw poll, so it was you know, interesting, and I do think people were expecting Bachmann to win, so she needed to win, and that was an important milestone in her campaign.
Do you think the straw poll means anything anymore?
You know, it seems like it doesn't mean as much as it used to. At the same time, I think it's more about expectations. For Pawlenty, he spent 2 years of time, energy, and resources in Iowa. So in order to, you know, be taken seriously among his supporters, he knew he needed a better performance than he did. So I think it was a smart move for him to say, you know what, this is a very expensive endeavor, and I'm not performing the way I need to. You know, quite frankly, I'm surprised so many other people have stayed in it.
Now, not many presidents have won the straw, have won the straw poll, and they haven't won the straw poll and gone on to be presidents. Only a few, correct?
Right. You know, George W. Bush was the last one. Yeah, Romney last time had a decisive win, only to lose to Huckabee.
Right. So what do you think, how do you think this puts the race now? Who do you see as the front runners at this point in the GOP presidential candidacy?
Well, I think, ironically, Michelle Bachmann has got a little jump probably in her fundraising, but with Rick Perry entering, at least for this week, he's going to become front runner status. I don't know that he holds on to that, but, you know, everyone likes the new person.
All right. Everybody, I don't know who everybody is. Do you like Rick Perry? I don't like him. Maybe it's Mitt Romney. Who knows? But, again, it's sort of interesting to learn about these personalities and who's getting elected locally and regionally and whether or not they can carry a national audience. It is very interesting, but yet there's nobody that's compelling. At least that's not what I see. What do you see? 800-510-8255. What you see, what you hear, what you sense, what you feel, that's what we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
We're talking about the Iowa straw poll, whether or not it matters. Here's Jenna Lee talking to Karl Rove about some of the ideas of who, what people may want to get in and what people are looking for in other candidates.
Is the GOP field 100% set? Are we going to still hear about Palin and Christie and maybe somebody else?
I think we are going to continue to hear about candidates Palin, Christie, and Paul Ryan. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see discussions and vibrations about all three of them in the next couple of weeks. Palin has a pretty extensive post-Labor Day tour. Remember, we might hear this for a number more weeks. Do you know when the deadline is, the first deadline for a candidate to get on a primary ballot or caucus ballot?
When is it?
November 22nd. November 22nd. Long way away.
So then you're saying that there may be some opportunity for someone new to come in. Who would you, if you were out in the market to be hired, Karl, to see who you could advise, who do you think you'd align yourself with right now? Who looks to be the front runner?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to align myself with anybody. I think conventional wisdom is right. Mitt Romney is the front runner, though not by much. I think we're strategically at a place where you have Romney and his candidacy, and then you have two contenders for the not Romney label, Bachman and Perry. And it's going to be interesting to see how each one of them tries to sort of become the alternative to Romney. Bachman is going to went on the all five talk shows Sunday morning, so she's got a bunch of momentum from the straw poll win, and we'll see if she's able to turn it into, you know, sort of the next level. Perry's introducing himself, made his announcement in South Carolina on Friday, excuse me, Saturday. He faces a big decision. Does he play in Iowa? He's made a last-minute stop in Iowa last night, but is he going to play in the caucuses, or is he going to wait until South Carolina to sort of try and make his first win three contests in? Or is he going to try and begin in Iowa and then contest Romney in New Hampshire, where everybody seems to suggest Romney has the upper hand? But now's the point at which people are making decisions about how September and October, how during that time frame do they take the next step in their campaigns. Romney, for example, has announced that he's going to make a series of policy speeches during September and October in order to take on President Obama more directly.
Is that
so? It'll be interesting to see here in the next couple of weeks. I think so, and I think each one of them, I understand what Perry is doing. They said we're going to come out of here, run aggressively, demonstrate what a good campaigner is. He got one up on Bachman last night in Waterloo, Iowa, by going around and shaking hands at every table, posing for pictures, and then giving his speech. She waited in the bus outside until she was introduced, came in, made the speech, and then stood behind a table signing T-shirts. He had much more of a retail on hand, you know, hands-on approach, which was useful to him and certainly upstaged her in her own birthplace. She was born in Waterloo, Iowa. Romney is doing a smart thing, I think, by keeping his focus on Obama and by adding some substance and weight to what his message is. That'll require Bachman and Perry to follow suit in some ways. And Perry has announced that he's going to raise a bunch of money and demonstrate some strength. New York Times reported his people were saying they were going to raise $10 million in the next several weeks. We'll see whether that happens or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have a very activity-filled September as Bachman and Perry vie to be the not Romney and as Romney attempts to distance himself further from the pack.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Overviewing the hot hits in Talk Radio, the Iowa Straw Poll. This is political talk radio. Basically, Rick Perry and the others, it seems to be he's grabbed the headlines, even though, as is pointed out here, the front runner is Mitt Romney. Here's talk host Chris DeGaulle talking to, let's do Brian Wilson, who's talking to Fritz Wenzel here in this excerpt from his program, about Ron Paul, who seems to be, as usual, ignored by the news media.
You're obviously well aware of the this massive ignore campaign, and I would say to people who don't give a rat's patoot about Ron Paul, think about it in the context of being manipulated by the mainstream media and possible machines on both sides of the aisle. What is your take on it, Fritz? I mean, you were in the business. You certainly know the way the game is played. It's really rather astounding that we just pole vault over this near miss by Ron Paul and talk about Tim Pawlenty and the fact that he got out of the race and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I was in the industry, but the industry has changed dramatically in the last just 6 years since I've left. Because back when I was a political reporter, you actually just reported the news and left the spin to somebody else, and that's not happening anymore. It's really disheartening to look at my former profession and see how much it has changed, and not for the better. And I don't know if it's an effort just to grab headlines because the competition is so heavy now, but it's really disgusting to see what they're doing to Ron Paul. But I can tell you, on the inside of the campaign, they're not concerned about that because we know what we have to communicate, to whom we have to communicate it, and in what timetable we need to communicate all this. And in fact, just this afternoon, I noticed on Drudge, just before I left home to come downtown here, that there's finally story number one from AP acknowledging that Ron Paul is shaping the political agenda for the 2012 elections. And it is true. That's, you know, Jesse Benton, the spokesman for the campaign, is quoted at the end of the story, and he says essentially what I just said. We know where we're going. We know that we've got the strong support. You can ignore us all you want. Eventually, the mainstream media is going to have to start to pay attention. And that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's next week or the week after or next month, it's going to happen. All we have to do is keep our heads down, keep working really hard, and keep talking about the things that Ron Paul talks about, because These are the issues that are going to drive the 2012 elections, whether you like it or not. And if you look at who is very best on all these key issues, it's Ron Paul. And he's been this way for decades. It's not that he's moving to where the electorate is. The electorate and the situation in the country has finally moved to where Ron Paul has been all along.
That's a pretty good analysis of what's going on, any number of angles there. Fritz Wenzel with Brian Wilson about the news media. Here's Martha McCallum talking to Herman Cain, who was happy with his showing in Iowa.
We look at that those numbers, and Tim Pawlenty looked at those numbers, and he sat down with his folks in what was described as a very tough morning, a reality check for him, and he said, you know what? We're out. He was at 13.57%. You're at 8.62%. You also said before the straw poll that you needed to be in the top three. Do you still believe that?
No. And here's why, with all due respect, that we're not disappointed with a fifth place finish. Tim Pawlenty spent at least $1 million on TV and radio. Michelle Bachmann, Representative Bachmann, spent at least twice that much. And then when you count all of the other money spent to get ready for it and bus people in, Michelle Bachmann, she also had 40 buses bring people in from all over the state. We had four buses. And secondly, we spent zero on TV and radio, and we came out of the straw poll with no debt, and we're still in a good cash position.
That's good. Good for him. Good for you, sir. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
It's nearly every kid's dream at some point in life to someday become a music star, just like the legends they watch and hear at concerts, on the radio, and in music videos. Yet none of that is possible without a good understanding of the guitar. Yes, understanding music theory and composition is vital, but just like any other profession in life, it's also a good idea to be aware of the history surrounding the tools you use. What you may not realize about that Fender Strat you're holding in your hands is that it is the descendant of a long line of science and trial and error from many generations of mechanical engineers and musicians. Guitar and instrument making represent only one area where mechanical engineers are making contributions to better lives. Currently, engineers are also developing high-tech products, particularly in the areas of energy, medical diagnostics, and biotechnology. To learn more about how engineers are advancing technologies today, visit the American Society of Mechanical Engineers website at www.asme.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Week we come up with 10 items that seem to be the most discussed on talk radio programs, issue-oriented talk radio programs on stations and communities that you're listening to perhaps right now. And that's why this is a unique overview, because you get to hear from a lot of people that you otherwise might not know about or hear about, that is hosts and their feelings about things. Just to sort of run through, because we're recapping the win in Iowa and who's in, sort of who's out. For your information, if you didn't hear this info, in the GOP straw poll, Michelle Bachmann got 4,823 votes. Ron Paul got 4,671 votes. And I stopped there, because what the news media is doing, as was suggested by a person in the last half hour, is ignoring this guy who is, and this is what he suffered from before, because he has some ideas that are considered not mainstream. Oh, who's taking him seriously? How dare you, as someone who is hired to supposedly count the ballots and give us the news, put all of this spin on this stuff? The spin comes from programs like this, not from where the news is. At any rate, as a result of what happened this past weekend, Rick Perry seems to be the darling because he didn't go through the straw poll. Maybe he realized he wasn't going to win. So in case you missed it, here's Perry announcing officially.
I know I've talked a lot about Texas here in the last little bit, and I'm a Texan and I'm proud of it. But first and foremost, I'm an incredibly proud American. And I know something. America is not broken. Washington, D.C. is broken. We need balanced budgets, we need lower taxes, we need less regulation, and we need civil justice reform. Those same four principles. Our country's most urgent need is to revitalize our economy, stop the generational theft that is going on with this record debt. I came to South Carolina because I will not sit back and accept the path that America is on. Because a great country requires a better direction. Because a renewed nation needs a new president. It is time to get America working again, and that's why, with the support of my family and unwavering belief in the goodness of America, I declare to you today as a candidate for President of the United States.
Okay, so one-third of the jobs created nationwide since the recession ended has been in Texas. The economy is growing about twice as fast as the nation's. Home prices have remained stable there. Is Texas lucky, or has it benefited from exceptional leadership? Rick Perry, campaigning, says that it's because of him, and that's the central part of his candidacy. Do you believe he's dictating an economic narrative on his terms? Radio Spot in Iowa last week told voters the governor has a proven record of controlling spending and creating jobs, suggesting that he could replace the success of Texas with a national sort of approach. He's got a lot of talk. So what say you about him? If you're in Texas, we have four or five stations in Texas taking this program. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking about Mr. Perry.
So he's officially in. We've known for months that he was thinking about it and said for a long time that he wasn't interested in it. Now, we don't know if that was an act or not, but if it was, it worked out pretty well. He has served longer than any other governor in Texas history. He brings to this race for the Republican nomination a pretty solid list of credentials in terms of his conservatism. The Tea Party loves him. Social conservatives love him. He's got an unbeaten record as a candidate. He has never lost an election. Dennis Goldford is a professor of politics at Drake University and said Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann are actually going to be going after many of the same voters.
Rick Perry will appeal to precisely the same constituencies in the party that she does, that Tea Party conservative and that religious conservative.
Page one of any economic plan to get America working is to give a pink slip to the current residents in the White House. America's standing in the world is in peril. Not only because of disastrous economic policies, but from the incoherent muddle that they call foreign policy. I work every day to try to make Washington, D.C. as inconsequential in your life as I can.
So the one knock against Rick Perry that I can think of immediately is that he hasn't really been tested on the national stage. Now, he has been a galvanizing character for some of the media in Texas. But it's hard to say that there's a normal course of media repartee in Texas. They tend to take it easy on their own guys, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's an okay thing. The question is how is he going to do when he has to go up against some much more biased news organizations? When Rick Perry sits down for an interview on MSNBC, how is he going to react and how are they going to treat him? That is what's going to be an interesting. We've already seen how they've treated other candidates, other Republican candidates. I mean, Michelle Bachmann's picture on Newsweek. Michelle Bachmann's picture on Newsweek was an absolute slam on Michelle Bachmann. Just unabashed slam on Michelle Bachmann. Just an absolute slam. So it'll be interesting to see how they treat Rick Perry. But my question is, is Rick Perry going to change this thing? Or are we just barking up a tree and he entered too late? Is Rick Perry really the guy who's going to come in and mix this thing up? Or do Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney have enough to kind of keep him out of the top two?
My answer to that is probably no. What's yours? Some economists talking about Perry and the jobs and the big pluses he has there suggest that he stumbled into the so-called Texas miracle. They say the governor has essentially put Texas on autopilot for the past 11 years. It was the state's oil and gas boom and not his leadership that kept the state afloat. They also doubt that the Texas model, regardless of his role in shaping it, could be effectively applied to our economic problems. Is that true? Is it too complex? Is this just the news media or the opinion media going after him? 800-510-8255. Here's Taco's Jay Weber with a focus on Perry as the candidate.
I've been waiting for him to enter this Republican race or someone like him, because I think that of all of the candidates that are in the race, he is the one who finally has the experience and the message and the authentic conservative positions in order to win in 2012. And don't get me wrong, the other candidates might have one or two of these things, but I think Perry is the only one who has them all. It's in my opinion. And what really gets me jazzed is that Rick Perry is the anti-Obama. He's the antithesis of President Obama. He has the track record as governor to prove it. The comparisons never end. Obama had no experience coming into the job, and it shows. Perry has all sorts of experience, and he's got a proven track record. Obama's clearly not a job creator. He has no ideas on how to stimulate this economy. That's clear by now. Whereas the Texas economy and job creation have boomed under Rick Perry, and he has all sorts of ideas, and they've worked. You have the president who believes in big government and thinks that government holds the key to everything. Rick Perry's for small government and says, I will get Washington out of your lives. I think that's a winning message in 2012. How do you think that statement's going to play on the campaign trail? I will get Washington out of your lives. Wow. The president, Obama, believes in a redistribution of wealth. Perry despises that notion. He said on Saturday he thinks it's wrong that half of all Americans pay no income taxes. I mean, huzzah, huzzah to that. So it's ridiculous that we now have half of the nation, half of all Americans paying no income taxes. And it's good to see Rick Perry point that out. Add to that that Perry is an optimist and a patriot, and I think that Rick Perry's message will resonate with voters in a big way after 3 years of Obama. And if all these reasons aren't enough to back Rick Perry, to think that he's the best possible candidate to beat President Obama, how about this? Even the New York Times admits money will be no obstacle for this guy because he is so politically connected. They say he begins his presidential campaign claiming any number of credentials, a creator of jobs, a cutter of taxes, a defender of gun rights. But they say it is a credential that Perry is unlikely to highlight that could make him the most formidable entrant into the race so far. He's among the top political fundraisers in the country with a vast network of wealthy supporters eager to bankroll his presidential ambitions.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? The bankroll, who's behind him, who's going to be in first place when it comes to influence, that sort of thing. It's a tough thing. But as you listen to him, I am interested. That person said, Jay Weber, talking about his authentic credentials. Do you agree with that? 800-510-8255. More on Rick Perry coming up. And then the Warren Buffett discussion about taxes. That's coming up as well here on the Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
All right, you want to have some fun with us, with Perry? I'm Doug Steffen. We're back here on the countdown. Rick Perry became a state rep in 1985. He was a Democrat, and his nickname was Crotch. I'll let you figure if you want to nose around a little bit. He apparently wore his jeans so tight that he was always adjusted. You think that's not going to trail him around? Here's talk host Carl Wolfson talking to Matt Glazier from Progress, Texas, about what Perry has been doing about the environment there.
He's a global warming denier, isn't he?
He is. He's absolutely a global warming denier. He's also against the EPA, and he has been one of the folks that have really gone after our own state agencies that monitor environmental quality, specifically the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. He's gutted the funding on that. He's made it harder for people to get permits. When people do get permits, he makes it difficult for them to be reviewed in case they're polluting the groundwater, polluting the air. We have the highest level of NOx and carbon dioxide and anywhere in the country. And then when the EPA comes in to go fix it, well, he sues the EPA to make it where they can't get involved. So he's really calculated in the way he attacks these environmental issues and makes it real easy for oil and gas industry to go through the Barnett Shale and do fracking, to really pollute the groundwater, to go after the air quality standards and increase asthma for children. And then once he's done that, he just denies that there's any environmental problems.
Right. And you know the Great Texas Coastline from South Padre Island on up, he called the BP oil spill an act of God. I mean, if you're governor, you want to protect that precious coastline in Texas. But, you know, what happened with BP, he was willing to wave it away.
That's right. And you also see the same thing happening right now in West Texas, where we have the worst wildfires in the history of the state. And he is refusing time and again to take all of the federal assistance that he can because he's looking to run for president. And it's just not a good political move to take federal assistance in this Republican climate.
Although he did balance the state budget using federal stimulus money.
Exactly. $8 billion last time around, and now we have a $27 billion gap that I think got moved down to $15 billion, but we're just using, you know, parlor tricks to figure out how to make it where we have a balanced budget. And those parlor tricks include, you know, Rick Perry was the king of creating minimum wage jobs and government jobs as a way to get the most job growth possible in Texas.
So he can run on it.
Yes, we could run on it. And so now we look at this budget, and this is a guy who is going to keep those minimum wage jobs intact, but he's about to lay off. It could be as many as 100,000 teachers and as many as 30,000 healthcare workers. Those are all government jobs that are about to go away, and we're going to about to see a real strong hit on the Texas economy. And this Texas mirage that he's built is going to be, it's going to be a big problem for us.
All right, so you know as well as I do that everybody's going to start jumping on this guy because nobody's perfect, but it sounds like he has a lot of police moments, claiming jobs created. There'd be a few jokes about him one way or another. Thing that bothers me is that 30,000 people went to a Christian prayer rally that he more or less put together. That's not the job of somebody who's a politician in this country, in my belief. Warren Buffett up next, 51 after.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A lot of people this week are talking about Warren Buffett, who's estimated to be worth more than $47 billion, calling on Congress to commit to shared sacrifice, raise taxes on people earning more than $1 million. From our affiliate in Omaha, KFAB, Tom Becca talks about Warren Buffett's focus on Congress coddling the super rich.
I thoroughly support Warren Buffett's right to say what he believes. As an American, he has that right. Also, as an American, there is nothing from holding him back from paying more taxes. You can go, you go to the Treasury's webpage, and you can actually go and make a donation right now. If you wanted to, if everybody in this audience right now wanted to, we could go to the Treasury's webpage, and we could go and donate $10, $100, $1,000, $5,000, whatever you wanted to offer. You can make a donation to the Treasury and say, I want this to go towards debt reduction. And it would go right towards the bottom line. So, now granted, it's not like Warren can just write a check and get rid of our national debt. No. But there's nothing stopping him from paying more in taxes. And if he thinks that Congress has been coddling the rich and the super rich like him, my question is, Warren, do you spend money on lobbyists? Do you have guys in your companies that are going to Washington, D.C. and lobbying these politicians and making campaign contributions and doing what you can to make sure that you've got the best opportunities for your businesses? Because it seems a little bit disingenuous to me. You know, it seems a little bit disingenuous for the man to be able to just state like this and people just blindly saying, well, Warren thinks you ought to pay more taxes. Then pay it. You keep thinking about this mentality of people that, you know, think of what they think the right thing to do is, but they'll only do it if the law makes them do it. Those people that went to the stage in Indiana on Saturday, those people that went to that stage, they went because they said it was the right thing to do. They didn't go and say, well, I'll only do it if the government makes me do it. They didn't go and say, well, you know, I've got to wait and see what the union says. Am I allowed to lift this or not? I mean, there was nothing about, it was nothing about that. It was just good people saying, I believe this is the right thing to do. I'm going to do it. Those were heroes. Mr. Buffett, set by example. You know, you can lead by example. Again, hey, we've got major issues in the city right now. We have major issues in this city, in your old hometown. You could write a nice check to help out the city of Omaha. You could write a nice check to help out the federal government. The idea, the concept, which just blows my mind of people that think, well, I know what the right thing to do is, but I'm only going to do it if it's mandated by law.
Zuckerberg sort of did that in Newark. Remember that story from last year? All right, so Warren Buffett, Sunday New York Times, discusses the need to raise taxes on the wealthy. Here's host Mark Reardon talking with Jill Schlesinger from CBS's Money Watch about the article.
I read this article in the New York Times that Warren Buffett wrote this piece about, and he said this before, this is nothing brand new, but he's making the case that the super rich, of which he is in that group, are coddled and are not taxed enough. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'd love to have that problem of being a super rich person.
Right, you don't.
You know, number one, I mean, it'd be fabulous. You know, he makes a very good point, and the point being that the gap between the taxes that are paid by the wealthiest, and we're talking about on a percentage, not the actual dollars, has really expanded. And what he notes is that really in the last two decades, the difference between, say, the middle and the very, very high end, we're not talking about, remember when we used to talk about the rich were the 250,000. He's really not even talking about those folks. He's talking about people who earn over $1 million. And he really believes that it is just too large a differential and that we should probably have two more tax brackets, one on folks who make more than $1 million a year. That's, I would imagine he's conceiving something around the 39, like the way it was, 39.6. And then an extra tax bracket for anyone who makes more than $10 million. Again, I would love to have that problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would love to have that problem. The real issue, I think, is what would be, if that's the balance that, and one of the things I think that people are confused by is the president keeps talking about balance. He doesn't really spell it out. And if you talk to some Democrats, they would tell you that they want all of the Bush tax cuts repealed. And in fact, if Congress does nothing before the end of next year, that will happen. Everybody's taxes will go up. They have to act again like they did last December to extend them. But the question, I think, is where would the money, if that's the way to balance it out and get more revenue, what would be done with that money? There's a lack of trust, I think, on the part of the American people.
Well, with good reason, frankly. I don't think there's no dispute there.
So there's an example of what's wrong with the news media. She's a reporter going off on her own opinion thing, not cute. The world's third richest man argues for tax increases for the wealthiest Americans. Good idea or not?